And for those of you who weren't here last week, we are on our series entitled Cross Training. Okay, Cross Training. It's a 4-week series designed to develop spiritual disciplines. Okay, so before we start, I want to give you a background. What is cross training? For those of you who are not fond or familiar with exercise, okay, you just hear the word or read the word cross training when you buy shoes. Sino mahilig sa rubber shoes dito? Okay, you know, you go to Nike, you go to Reebok, you go to Adidas, and you know, there's a section running, there's a section for basketball, there's another section for cross training. And some of the students here, they buy shoes for cross training without even knowing the reason what cross training is all about. Okay, cross training is a set of multiple exercises. Do we have a picture? Maybe a slide about that? Okay, cross training are shoes or a series of exercises designed to enhance the body. So sa cross training, pwede kang tumakbo. Okay, after you run, you can ride a bike. And after you ride the bike, you can go to the gym, do extra push-ups, sit-ups, basta marami. So hindi ito katulad nung jogging, natatakbo ka lang. Pag sinabing cross-training, maramihan po ito. Okay, so not only one part ng body yung nade-develop. Pag tumakbo ka, cardio lang. Pag cross-training, it's the leg muscle, the shoulder muscle, okay, the heart, every area of your body is being stimulated. And speaking of cross-training, I've noticed something. Since the late 90s, hanggang ngayon, nagsusulputan yung mga fitness club. I have a confession to make. Early college life, I didn't notice Fitness First and Gold's Gym much. Pero late 90s, early 2000s hanggang ngayon, I see an increase in the volume of these fitness clubs. Every mall halos, meron Fitness First, meron Gold's Gym. And not only that, kahit sa loob ng village, local gyms meron. And one thing I also noticed, dumami na yung mga fitness drinks. Nag-decline na yung popularity ng mga soft drinks. Okay, yung Coke, yung Pepsi, Sprite, Royal. In lieu of that, they develop drinks that will give you parang healthy drinks like green tea, red tea, iced tea, yung mga Infinity, all designed to improve your health. Okay, so hindi lang po yun. A lot of things pa that improve people's health, pinopromote po nila yun. Like the different products in the market, ilalagay mo lang dito sa chan mo. Okay, biglang aandar yon, it will mawawala daw yung fats. Okay, so marami. So, itong mga nakarang taon, ang dami. Why? Because people are already aware of the value of physical training or physical discipline. Bakit? Kasi nagsusulputan na yung mga sakit. Okay, dumadami na yung sakit. And yung goals, kaya may physical discipline yung mga tao, hindi na sila uminom ng soft drinks, okay, vegetarian na sila, shabu-shabu na lang, because of one goal. They want that one goal, and that one goal is to have a long life. Kaya ka nga nagpupunta ng gym, di ba? Para lumakas yung resistensya mo, humaba yung buhay mo, because you want to enjoy a long life. But aside from physical discipline, there is also the spiritual discipline na tinatawag. You know, the body, ikaw, you have two components. The body, physical, yung nakita mo, and inside that is the spirit. Okay, so you feed your body, that's this, kumakain ka ng cheeseburger, hamburger, french fries, whatever, and you have the spirit. Ano yung pinapakain mo sa spirit mo? Kung mayroong exercise sa physical body, mayroon din exercise sa yung spirit, and that's where we're coming now. Because last week, we talked about prayer. Okay, the importance of prayer, pinreach ni Pastor Donnie. Why do I need to pray? May importante ba mag-pray na antok na ako sa gabi? Today, we're going to talk about the importance of reading God's Word. Ayan, medyo maalikabok nga lang. Kaya somebody wrote, read me. Ayan. Now, question is, for all of you here, how important is reading God's Word to you? Gaano po ka-importante ang pagbabasa ng Bible sa buhay mo bilang Kristiyano? Do you read it 5 times a day? Do you spend 1 hour reading the Bible and 2 hours checking your Facebook and chatting with your friends? Or ikaw yung patikim-tikim, nagmamadali ka sa umaga, 5 minutes, 1 verse, tapos na. So the time you spend reading the Bible shows how much you value it. Or if ever, katulad ng picture niya, nagbabasa ka pa ba? You can see the value of this spiritual discipline, yung pagbabasa ng Bible, by reading a Psalm of David sa Psalm 19. Can we flash that verse? And for all of us here, can I invite everybody please stand up in reverence of God's word? Okay, Psalm 19, verse 7 to 11 says here, "The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. And the fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The rules of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired than they are than gold, even much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and drippings of the honeycomb." And last verse says, "Moreover, by them is your servant warned, in keeping them there is great reward." Let's all pray. Father, thank you for the blessing of your word. It is living. May speak to us, Lord, in a personal way today. In Jesus' name, amen. Right, you can take your seats. You know, as followers of Christ, we have to be convinced of the importance of reading God's word to increase our knowledge of who God is and for us to deepen our relationship with Him. Now, you may ask, what is the value of reading God's word? Meron bang value? Okay, dun sa verse na binasa natin, there's this verse that says, it's more important than gold, yeah, and sweeter than honey. What verse is it? Can we flash that verse? Okay, important than gold and sweeter than honey. Bakit ang salita ng Diyos, ang word ni God, naging mas matimbang pa sa gold? Gold is important. It makes the world go. But why did the psalmist said or David said that the word of God is more important than gold or more to be desired than gold and more sweeter than honey? Ang sarap ng honey, di ba? So the word of God has value. And nagkakaroon siya ng value because it changes lives. Hindi lang siya libro na binabasa mo, parang textbook. Okay, sa school, di ba? When you read your textbook, sa school lang. Gagawa ka ng assignment mo, you read your textbook, and that's it. There's no value to it after that. But the Word of God is different because it changes lives. It improves lives. Okay? Kaya sabi ni David, it is desired than more than gold and sweeter than honey. Pag binabasa mo yung Bible, yung Word ni God, and pag yung binabasa mo, tugmang-tugma doon sa pinagpipray mo, alam mo, kinakausap ka ni Lord, it's sweet. Di ba? Alam mo si Lord yun eh. Kaya nga sabi ni David sa 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 1 and 2, sabi niya rito, "Now these are the last words of David, the oracle of David, the son of Jesse, the oracle of the man who was raised on high, the anointed of God, the anointed of the God of Jacob, the sweet psalmist of Israel." Next verse, "The Spirit of the Lord speaks by me, His words are on my tongue." Okay, by reading God's word, nararamdaman ni David that it was the Lord speaking to him. Okay, God can speak to you in many ways. He can speak to you personally in a voice.
Ryan.
Okay, He can speak to you to circumstances, but most of the time, God speaks to you through God's word. So if you're praying for confirmation, praying for a lot of things, read the Bible. Doon mo malalaman yung will ni God. Okay, then after value, we have, of course, what we call the benefits of God's words. Of God's word. You do something because alam mo may benefit yon. I can ask you today, why did you buy that particular cell phone? Anong benefit niyan sa'yo? Why did you buy an Android instead of an iPhone, an iOS? Anong benefit nun sa'yo? May victory group kanina, they were debating between, ano bang mas matimbang, iOS or yung Android? Okay, nag-uusap sila. Sabi nila, ito yung benefit niyan. Now, anong benefit pag nagbabasa ka ng word ni God? Anong napapala mo? Okay, what is the benefit? Well, there are a lot of benefits, but the reason you do things is because meron kang makukuha. But sad to say, a lot of people don't know that. Akala nila walang benefit yung Bible. Kaya di nila binabasa kasi, what's the reason for me? I don't see any benefit. Bakit kailangan ko basahin to? Anong mapapala ko dyan? In short, what's in it for me? And every time, you know, I go to the campus, ang tawag sa amin doon is life coach. Hindi po pastor o brother yung tawag sa amin doon. And dati nung life box pa ang tawag doon sa mga small groups sa campus is life groups. So if there are students na namimit ko, "Hi, good morning, kumusta ka? By the way, I'm Ryan, I'm a life coach. You know? Hi, I'm this and that. Ano pong ginagawa nyo bilang life coach?" "Ah, nagagather kami rito every afternoon." "Ah, tapos, ano pong ginagawa nyo?" We read the Bible and we also pray for one another. Pagkasabi ko pa lang nung read the Bible, nakita ko kagad may alarm sa mata nila. Parang natatakot sila. Won't you join us? Sama ka sa amin. Hindi, sige po. Next time na lang. Baka masunog ako dyan. O, ganun kagad yung reaction. Masusunog daw sila pag sumama sila sa life group dahil nagbabasa ng Bible. Okay, why? Because they know that if they read God's Word, God is going to speak to them in a personal way. Hindi lang po yon. May iba pa nagsasabi sa akin, next time na lang po, kuya. Hindi pa ako ready. Ready for what? Hindi pa siya ready magbasa ng Word ni God. Bakit? Because they know and they're aware of the benefits. Pero pag alam mo na may mangyaring maganda, babasahin mo. Diba? You're gonna read the Word of God because you know that there is something important. Sabi nga po sa verse 7 to 9, babaktra ko lang po kayo. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. And verse 8 says, the precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing. Rejoicing the heart, the commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. Okay, so yung mga benefits. Ano ba yung mga benefits pa? There are a lot of benefits in reading God's Word, but I'm gonna name some. First, God's Word brings life. Okay, God's Word brings life. I want to read to you again, verse 7. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. I want to focus on the word reviving. Okay, yung reviving, sa Hebrew word, may Hebrew word dyan. Ang Hebrew word dyan is mashiba. Meshiba. Hindi po masiba. Okay? Mashiba. Pwede kang maging masiba. Basta sa word ni God. Okay? Mashiba. Ang original meaning ng word na mashiba is to revive, to give life. Okay? Meaning, ibig sabihin nito, God's word brings life. Sinasabi ng salita ng Diyos, bakit ka nabubuhay? Bakit ka nandito ngayon? Why do you exist? And God gives you meaning or a reason to live. You know, I have a friend several years back. We still keep in touch, but he's in a different church from Victory. Alam niyo po ba ang trabaho niya dati? Para po sa mga nakatira sa Kainta, sila po yung mga snatcher dyan dati sa Junction. Ang trabaho po nila mag-snatch. Okay, yung sinisnatch nila, yung mga kwintas, cellphone, yung mga imported na baseball cap, sinisnatch nila yon. And one time my friend got caught and pinagsabihan siya ng police, wag na ulit-ulitin. But he still did it. Hindi lang po siya nang-snatch. Kaya siya nang-snatch, of course, there's a reason. Diba? May reason nga bakit siya nang-snatch. Hindi naman siya nang-snatch out of fun. The reason is he's into drugs. And he told me the story, this is true story, that nagmamariwana sila, ang ginagamit nilang pambalot dun sa marijuana, yung page ng Bible. Kasi daw, itong page ng Bible, madaling magningas. I don't know. I never tried it anyway. Okay, madaling magningas. So one time, he was doing it, pumila siya ng isang page dun sa Bible, binasa niya muna. Out of curiosity, binasa muna niya kung ano yung nakalagay sa Bible. And you know what? Yung sinasabi ng particular page na pinunit niya, yun eksakto yung na-experience niya sa buhay niya. Feeling niya, wala na siyang patutunguhan. Feeling niya, drug addict na lang siya lagi. Feeling niya, yun na lang ang magiging buhay niya. Feeling niya, hinahunting na siya ng police. He's going to die sooner or later. And pagkabasa niya yung salita ng Diyos, he got convicted. Pero hindi pa yun. Kumbaga, tinatapik na siya ni Lord. Still, ginagawa pa rin niya. Then one time, somebody invited him to church. And dahil kinukulit siya, napilitan lang siya. Sige na nga, sama na ako para tigilan na ako nito. Sumama po siya doon. And you know what? While he was sitting there listening to the pastor preach the word of God, nagalit siya doon sa kaibigan niya. Sabi niya, ikaw talaga, may atraso ka sa akin. Sinetap mo ko eh. Ha? Paano kita sinetap? Alam mo may sinasabi nung pastor kanina doon, nung binabasa niya sa Bible, yun yung nararamdaman ko eh. Yun yung parang kinakwento ng pastor yung buhay ko. Hindi yata tama yun. Sabi ng kaibigan niya, alam mo, pre, hindi yung pastor. Si Lord na yun. Si Lord na yung kumakausap sa'yo. And because of the things that he read and heard being preached, he suddenly came to realize that there's more to life than doing that. Overnight, ito kinuwento niya sa akin, miracle niya. Overnight, nawala yung desire niya for drugs. He's been taking drugs for 6 years. And overnight, nawala yung desire niya sa drugs. And you know what? He started attending a Bible study. He bought a Bible. Sabi nga niya, parang gusto niyang basahin cover to cover. Sabik na sabik siya dun sa Word ni God. And the more he reads God's Word, doon niya nakikita, doon niya nare-realize yung mistakes niya, yung mga kasalanan niya, at nakikita rin niya yung mercy at yung grace ni God. At yung pag-asa at yung bagong buhay na ino-offer sa kanya ni God. And today, you know what? Isa po siyang bahista sa church. He's an OFW. He comes home. Pag nandito siya sa Pilipinas, he plays the guitar in church. May asawa na po siya, may dalawang anak. At pag nakita niyo po siya, I assure you, hindi niyo po mapapagkamalan siya na dating drug addict. Yun po ang power ng salita ng Diyos. God speaks to you through word. Binibigyan ka ng dahilan or ng reason, bakit ka nandito, bakit ka buhay. And gives you a reason to live. Mabubuhay ka. Bakit kailangan mabuhay? May bagong buhay bukod dyan. Okay? And second, I want to mention, is second benefit of reading God's Word is God brings wisdom and insight. I want to read to you verse 7 and 8 again. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. And verse, the precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. Okay, two words. Wise, wisdom, and enlightenment. Wisdom and insight. What is wisdom? Siyempre, pag sinabing wisdom, alam natin matalino. Okay, but for you to have wisdom, kailangan mo munang ma-distinguish yung tama at mali. Tama po ba? Of course, hindi ka tatawaging wise pag ginagawa mo yung mali. Akala mo tama, yun pala mali. Pero believe it or not, if you are 25 years old here and above, hindi ko na po kayo tatawagin, I have news for you. Things have changed. Dati nung panahon natin, simple lang ang buhay, alam natin yung tama at mali. Okay, may pinagbabasihan tayo. Ngayon, in the 21st century, welcome to the 21st century, ha? Meron po tayong tinatawag na political correctness. If you're not familiar with that, yun po yung term na ginagamit sa states at dito na rin, the whole world. Okay, sa G8 summit, there's a term called political correctness. Ito yung bagong standard ng tama at mali. Okay? When it comes to relationships, okay? Is it right for a man to have a relationship with a fellow man? Sa'yo siguro, kung lumaki ka na sinasabing mali yun, ngayon tama na yun. That's why in the states, more and more states are legalizing same-sex marriage. Why? In the name of political correctness. Pag sinabing political correctness, hindi mo pwede discriminate yung tao dahil maitim siya. Hindi mo pwede discriminate yung tao dahil Caucasian ka, siya Indian o siya Chinese. Bawal yon. Pero kasama doon, kasama po doon, di ba we believe that, hindi tayo pwede mag-discriminate, pero kasama doon. Ang sinasabing, you cannot even discriminate the third gender. Mayroon silang tatawag na third gender. Okay? And hindi lang po yon. How about suicide? We say suicide is wrong. But how about countries in Europe and the states that are even legalizing euthanasia? Sinasabi nila, karapatan ng isang tao ang magdesisyon kailan niya gustong mamatay. Hindi mo hawak yon. Pwede mong sabihin sa taong yan, sabi ng Bible mali, sabi ni God mali. Paano kung sabihin sa inyong tao, hindi naman ako naniniwala kay God. Standard mo yun. Ako iba standard ko because I don't believe in God. So people now are beginning to be confused. Diba? People like Aisha, sorry to mention, but they are saying the word, this is the new standard. We should accept this. But let me tell you, for you to have wisdom, gusto mo malaman ko nung tamang mali. Kung estudyante ka rito, parents ka, for you to know what's right and wrong, do not leave from the standard. It's always the Bible. For you to have wisdom, to know what's right from wrong, itong basahin mo. If you're a parent here, you want to know how to raise your child in the right way, you read the Bible. For you, if you're a student here, businessman, gusto mo maging, paano ba maging isang mabuting estudyante? You read the Word of God. How to conduct business? You read the Word of God. That's wisdom and insight. Ituturo sa'yo ng Bible paano magpatakbo ng negosyo. How to be a good parent, how to raise up your kids, how to be a better person, how to be a better citizen. Lahat yan. It's a guideline and a roadmap rolled into one. Diba? How will I behave? I'm working now in a call center and I'm the only one who is a believer. Lahat ng friends ko ang lulutong magmura. Grabe. Tapos, parang pugon kung mag-smoke. Eh, parang na-OP ako eh. Dapat ba gawin ko yun? Oh, you want to have that question? You read the Word of God. And there's even one person who asked me. Sabi niya, Kuya Ray, bago lang kasi siya eh. Meron akong picture sa wallet ko. Nino, ng crush mo? Hindi po. Pero babae. Oh, sino? Kuya Ray, picture ni Mama Mary. Okay lang ba yun? What do you think I said? Ano sa tingin niyo ang sagot ko? You know what I told the guy? You know what? You know, gusto mo malaman kung anong dapat mong gawin? Basahin mo yung Bible. Punta ka sa book ng 2 Timothy, ganitong verse ganyan, and you will see it. And you pray, ask God to speak to you in a personal way. And there's this one guy who asked me, may napanood ako sa TV, sabi niya, hindi na raw dapat mag-tithe. Noon pa yan, ng Old Testament, hindi na yan ngayon. Okay, totoo ba yun? Sabi ko, alam mo, balikan mo yung Bible, basahin mo, kung anong sasabi ng Bible about tithing. Okay, ako kasi, kung ako magsasabi sa'yo, tao lang ako eh. Pero ang Bible, ang mismong salita ng Diyos, siya ang mangungusap sa'yo. And he read the Bible, he got his answer. See, there are many people, sa TV lang, manood kayo, maraming sasabi, ganito, ganyan, ito dapat gawin mo. Pag magsimba ka, dapat yung palda mo mahaba, pag babae ka, hindi dapat makita yung sapatos mo. Okay, pag lalaki, dapat long hair, hanggang dito sa batok, dapat ano yan, okay? Dapat meron kang gel or whatever. Bawal din yung ano, yung naka-t-shirt lang pang mag-church, dapat ganito, ganyan. Well, sino nagsasabi nun? Tao o Bible? Pag sinabi mong tao, yung sinasabi ba niya nasa Bible? That's insight and wisdom. You have to know. You wanna know? You read the Bible. It's a roadmap. Hindi ka maliligaw. Hindi ka mako-confuse if you stick. That's why it's important for you to read it. And last but not the least, number 3. God's Word brings joy. Verse 8. I want to go back to verse 8. It says here, the precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. Sabi dito, God's Word brings joy. Kayo ba dito natutuwa kayo pag nagbabasa ng Bible? Ha? Oo, tinatamad. Hey, there's a joke once. I don't know if this is true. May isang guy lumapit dun sa ka-churchmate. Sabi niya, pwede mo ba akong tulungan? Bakit? May insomnia ako, hindi ako makatulog eh. Oo, may sagot dyan. So makatulog ka, eto. Simula mamayang gabi, buksan mo yung Bible mo, magbasa ka ng 4 chapters. Talaga? Makakatulog ako, mawawala yung insomnia ko. Oo! Sige! Balikan mo ako bukas ha, pag di ka nakatulog. Tapos, yeah, the following day, they met again. You know what? Sabi ng guy, alam mo, tama ka, effective nga. Bakit? Kasi, hindi pa ako nakakatapos sa isang chapter, inantok na ako. Nakatulog na ako. Ah, okay. So it's a joke. That communicates na nakakatamad magbasa ng Bible. In short, it's boring. So how did it become a joy? Bakit nagiging joy yung pagbabasa ng Bible? I'll tell you why. Because the Bible is a way for God to give you His assurances. Binibigay ni Lord yung mga promises niya sa'yo, yung mga assurances niya sa'yo. It's like a rock na pwede mong kapitan, okay? Pag meron kang problema, okay, nagbabasa ka. How many of you here na na-experience mo, you were praying for a certain thing, then when you opened your Bible, God gave you a verse, and nung nabasa mo yung verse niyo, exactly, parang ito yung sagot ni Lord sa'yo. Well, it's not a coincidence. It's God speaking to you. Si Lord po yun. It brings joy because it gives assurances, it gives you God's promise, it gives the good news na you're not just a person. You are a son, you are a daughter of God. You are special. So special that God even sent His Son to die for you. That's the ultimate joy that you can experience. But there's more. Okay? Meron pa. How do people react with joy when they read the Word of God? Yung excitement ba na nararamdaman at yung joy na nararamdaman ng mga Chinese sa pagbabasa ng Word ni God, ganun din ba ang na-experience mo every day? Do you think here right now, do you think that you need to set a time and a place for you to read God's Word? Maybe you're here and you say to me, well, that's good, brother. Kaya lang, hindi mo ba alam na I'm a mother of three? Or I'm a dad, you know, I work 7 to 9 ng gabi. Actually, I try but wala akong time eh. Let me tell you this. I will tell you the truth. Kapatid, hindi darating yon. Hindi darating yung time. The time that you are waiting for na magkaroon ka ng time para magbasa ng Bible, it will never come. Alam mo kung bakit? Because you have to make it yourself. Ikaw mismo ang gagawa ng time para ma-experience mo yung na-experience ng mga Chinese. Para makita mo, ma-discover mo kung paano kakausapin ni God through His Word. Paano yun? Maglalaan ka ng oras. I remember the story of Pastor Ferdy. He told it way back 2003. You know what? He sleeps at 8 p.m. or 9 p.m. wakes up at 4 a.m. Pastor Ferdy Kabiling. Just so he can read the Word of God habang tulog pa yung mga tao. Habang wala pang istoro. Because he knows pagpatak ng 5 or 5:30, he has to go jogging, he has to do the stuff of a dad or a husband at home. Pero 4 a.m., nagsasacrifice siya para lang magbasa ng Word ni God. At pag sabi mo wala akong time dito, you know what? It's just a matter of adjustment. Tanungin mo yung sarili mo, how many hours do you spend time in front of a computer and the internet, and how long do you spend time reading the Bible in comparison? Kung meron tayong score, ito yung score in front of internet and friends, maybe basketball or whatever. Ito yung time ng pagbabasa ng Bible. Alin na mas lamang sa buhay natin? Or, kung magbibigay si Lord ng magic mirror, humarap ka, dalawa yung mirror eh. Dito may kita mo yung physical body mo. You're healthy, dahil nag-gym ka, talagang naglaan ka ng pera, maging member ka ng Fitness First, nag-gym ka lagi, you eat the right food, you're a vegetarian, you have a healthy lifestyle. Pero dito, sa kabilang mirror, may kita mo yung spirit mo. Can you honestly say that your spirit is as healthy as your physical body? Kung di mo alam yung sagot, maybe it's time for you to get into the habit of spiritual cross-training by reading the Word of God. And I know it's not easy. Parang exercise nga yan eh. From desire, okay? Desire, meron ba yun? Desire to nagiging habit siya, then nagiging delight. So, umpisa mahirap eh. Di ba pag nag-exercise ka? You know, I have a friend, nag-jogging kami. Siguro wala pang isang kilometro, sabi niya sa akin, grabe, nakakapagod. Magpapalipo na lang ako. Oh. Sabi ko, hindi, kaya mo yan. Tumakbo tayo. Sa umpisa talaga mahirap. Parang nagbubuhat ka ng weight. Sa umpisa, ang bigat. Ah, grabe. You know, I used to jog sa quadrangle ng village namin. 3 laps muna mahirap. Nung umpisa, pinapawisan ako talaga. Tagaktak yung pawis ko. Then, naka 4 laps ako, 5 laps. Then later on, 8, umabot ako ng 12 laps. Nung nakaka 12 laps na ako, hindi ko na napapansin, pagdating ng 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 laps when I was running, hindi ko na napapansin yung pagod. It has become a delight to me. Sobrang sarap na. And later on, nakita ko yung benefit kasi yung cardio ko, medyo lumuluwag yung paghinga ko. Okay, I have a healthy circulatory system. Nakita ko, and it has become a delight to me. When you read the Word of God, umpisa muna, syempre, hindi ka naman tatalon kagad sa 4 chapters, 5 chapters. Basahin mo yung book ng Revelation na God. Okay, nababasa mo rin yung end times. Start, you know, by reading the book of Mark, the book of John. Maybe start with 1 chapter, 2 chapters. Then you progress. Hanggang umabot ka ng 10 chapters, hanggang dumating yung time na hindi lilipas yung araw mo na hindi ka nakakapagbasa ng Word ni God. Now, if I were you, I want to share this. You get a Bible that has a 1-year Bible plan. Okay, meron po yan. May nabibiling ganito. What to read in the month of May, in the month of June. Okay? Ano yung particular book na babasahin mo at this season until such time for the whole year makukumpleto mo yung pagbabasa ng Bible. And also advice for you to have your own quiet time. Ito yung quiet time mo kay Lord. Okay, you pray and you read the Bible. And of course, you have to have a notebook and your Bible. Start by reading a version where you are comfortable. Maybe some of you here are being turned off because di mo maintindihan yung King James. Ang lalim. Thou hast blessed me with thine power. Lalim. You know, if you're comfortable with Tagalog, I tell you, I'm comfortable reading the Tagalog and the English version both. Pero mas gusto ko yung English. If you're comfortable with the Cebuano Bible, okay, the Pangalatok, the Ilocano version, you read that. The important thing is you read God's Word and allow it to speak to you. As we close, I want to pray for you. I want to pray that all of us here, like the Chinese, would have the hunger to read God's Word. Yung talagang hindi mo palilipasin yung isang araw na hindi ka nagbabasa ng Word ni God. And for those of you who haven't read or haven't started even to have that habit, I will pray for you that starting tomorrow, starting today, magkaroon ka ng habit na yon. And of course, my prayer is as you read the Bible, God would speak to you. Lord, thank you so much for giving us the precious gift of your Word. Thank you that in your Word, we find life. Thank you that in your Word, we find wisdom, insight. We find joy. Lord, kung kami po ay matagal ng Kristiyano, and before we used to find joy by reading your Word, and ngayon medyo busy na, Lord, ibalik niyo po yung dating sigla. Yung dating joy that even, Lord, in the office, nagko-quote kami ng scripture just to share with our friends and office mates, Lord God. Pray, Lord God, that we will have that dedication and that desire to set a special time for your Word. Because we know the value and the importance and the benefits of reading God's Word. By reading your Word, Lord, we will find your promises. We will find your assurances. We will find you speaking to us. And above all, we will encounter you in a fresh way every day. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now, with all heads bowed down, I want to pray for a certain group of people here. We've been talking about the Word of God, the written Word. But before you go to the written Word, you first have to encounter the living Word. They are both the same, one and the same. You know, sabi sa John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. That's none other than Jesus Christ. You have to encounter, you have to experience Him. Let Him change your life. And when you do that, He will speak to you. And if you're here today, hindi pa talaga na-encounter si Lord? Hindi pa siya talaga pinapapasok sa buhay mo? Ang may control pa rin ang buhay mo, ikaw. Pero ngayon, nagde-decide ka, Lord, itaturn over ko na yung buhay ko sa'yo. Ikaw na magpatakbo. I want you to be my Lord and my Savior. And if you're here right now, and nararamdaman mo si Lord, kumakatok sa buhay mo, He wants in, He wants to take full control. And if you decide to finally surrender your life to God, I will pray for you. Pagpipray kita. Just raise your hands. With all heads bowed down and eyes closed, walang nakatingin. If you're that person, you want that new life. You want to surrender your life to God for Him to take full control of everything. Just raise your hands. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, si Lord ang magbabago sa iyo, hindi kami. All you have to do is to yield. Surrender mo lang. Hayaan mo si Lord yung magpatakbo. You know, if you're raising your hand here right now, and you're that person, I want you to follow this prayer. Just say this prayer with me, and let the Lord do the rest. Sabi mo to kay Lord, Heavenly Father, thank you for dying on the sending your Son Jesus Christ to die on the cross for my sins. I confess that I am a sinner and I need your forgiveness. At this very moment, Lord God, I humble myself. I come before you, Lord, and invite you into my life to be my Lord and be my Savior. Thank you, Lord God, for meeting me where I am right now. Because I know that my life will forever be changed by the power of your Word, the living and the written Word. Thank you, Lord.